I've been asked quite a few times now what is going to happen regarding the murders that were never mentioned during the trial. Honestly, I have absolutely no idea. During investigation, every time I brought up all these other murders that were not going to be mentioned during the trial, the only answer I was ever given is there was basically no point in mentioning all of them purely because, well, at least during the trial, but it was because the trial would then carry on forever. I mean, 11 murders were mentioned and the trial really took a long time. So after 2 years of investigation with an over 40 count in murders, I honestly don't even know what the final count was by the fourth year. But you know, you can only imagine how much longer the trial would have gone on if every murder had been mentioned. So I do understand the reason and the logic behind not mentioning every murder during the trial. But at the same time, I do, like most of you, find it rather unfair that the murders that were not mentioned, those victims and the families of those victims, they don't receive any kind of justice or closure because their loved one was never mentioned. And like I said just now, I honestly have no idea if those murders will ever be mentioned. There is a part two that is busy taking place. I have mentioned this, I think, several times already, which I can't say much about. But I don't know, maybe those murders are currently linked to part two. I haven't got much information regarding what's going on in part two yet. I do to some degree, but I honestly wish I could give an answer to this question. And I can only hope that the remaining murders, or at least a bulk of the remaining murders, will be mentioned in part two, because it is completely unfair. I mean, even though I do understand the logic behind not mentioning them all on trial, because the investigators just wanted to get this group locked away as soon as possible to preserve other lives. But, you know, there is no justice, there is no closure for the other victims and their families. So, I mean, I do completely agree. It is unfair. And I honestly wish I could give an answer. And, you know, regarding part two, from what I do know, from even before part two started, there is at least a slight possibility that some of the murders that were not mentioned, I do know of one murder that was not mentioned that is already linked to part two. So I can only think that at least some or a fair amount of the murders that were not mentioned are going to be linked when part two is finally out in the open. But I cannot, unfortunately, as much as I want to say something about what is currently going on, and what will happen, I can't for investigation purposes. I just know it's very far from over, and I really do hope that the other murders are mentioned. I do also honestly dread to find out that there are even more murders that were not directly linked to Cecilia and the group that were sentenced. Because, I mean, the number of murders is already is devastatingly high. So I don't even know what to say except for the fact that I have a suspicion that a suspicion and a hope that in part two, there will be the unmentioned murders will now be mentioned. At least, like I said, you know, quite a few of them, if not the bulk of them, if not hopefully all of them. I sadly don't, like I said, I don't know too much about part two yet. I think lockdown has put a damper on a lot of things. But I mean, yeah, all I can say is I hope that the victims that were not mentioned will finally get some kind of justice, and their families will get some kind of closure eventually, even if it's waiting until part two is finalized.